Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. On Thursday, we heard from new Chiefs tight end, Irv Smith Jr.
Hey, Irv. Welcome to Kansas City. First off, and right off a follow-up, I just wondered what did you like about this opportunity with the Chiefs and signing with them?
Yeah, you know, this opportunity, when it came to fruition, I was just ultimately, I mean, looking at different teams, with the success that Kansas City's had and, obviously with Mahomes and being a part of Travis Kelce and Coach Reed and, you know, just the culture that they built here is a winning culture. And it's something that, you know, I've been around winners my whole life. And, I just feel like for me, it was the best opportunity, the best fit and somewhere I can just succeed and, just showcase my abilities.
Also, I just wondered, did you have any previous history with Brett Veach or Andy Reid in the draft process, or did you know about any of them before this side?
Through the draft process, I remember coming out of Alabama Day. We're in contact with me and stuff, but not too much. Just interest and stuff like that. I remember, sitting down and talking with them and, just building those relationships. But, ultimately, this was the best opportunity at this time.
Go next to Adam Teicher with ESPN. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Brad, I'll have a couple of questions here. Irv, welcome to Kansas City. You mentioned a minute ago you feel like this is the best fit for you. Can you elaborate on why you feel like this is the best fit for you here?
Yes, sir, definitely. With Kansas City, the history that they have using the tight ends, running a lot of 12 personnel, 13 personnel, using multiple tight end sets and, being able to get behind a guy like Travis Kelce and learn from him and, pick his brain with anything and, just win football games. That's my favorite thing to do is, be a part of winning teams and help teams win. And, whatever I got to do to help this team, win games and succeed, I'm going to do my part.
Okay. And I know you missed the game when you were at the Bengals last year. You missed the game against the Chiefs, but you did play against the Chiefs at Arrowhead early in your career. Maybe it was even your rookie year when you were with Minnesota. Did you ever think at any point in your career, if it ever works out, I'd love to get a chance to play there?
Yeah, totally. Playing in that stadium on the opposite side is not fun, So now I'm on the other side of things, and my rookie year I've played here, preseason game played here, and in Cincinnati. So having those opportunities to come and see the fans, and see Chiefs Kingdom, and how everybody they bring everybody out for them games, and bring the juice, the energy, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick with Chiefs Digest. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Irv, congratulations and welcome to Kansas City. A couple of questions for you, but like Adam said, even though you didn't play in that game with Cincinnati, you're going to be on the other side of this rivalry that's been in the AFC West between these two teams. What was it that you kind of learned about it on being on the other side between the Bengals and the Chiefs right now?
Yeah, obviously with Kansas City, the success that they've had through the years, a lot of these teams, that's the top dogs. That's who they're trying to come after. And, when you are that top dog, you just have more of the, you've been there, you've done that, you've won those big games and you have that confidence and you're not guessing. A lot of these teams, they might've beat them once or, throughout the years, one every 10 years or something, however many times, but it's like, when you have that that pedigree of winning consistently, it brings that confidence to your team.
Let's go next to Sam McDowell. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Irvin and Brad, I have a couple things if you don't mind, but just wonder what it was like growing up. I mean, just with your dad playing in the NFL, just wondered if this was something you always envisioned as a kid that this was what you wanted to do in your career.
My dad, him playing 8 years in the league, and just growing up seeing his jerseys and stuff around the house, his footballs. I mean, just literally anything I can see. I would just always envision myself wanting to be a football player, and whether putting his helmets on, his cleats, his gloves, anything like that. And it's a blessing having that opportunity to make a dream come true, and that's something I don't take lightly. And my family, they've been supportive of me my whole career, my whole all this through this journey. So, I'm blessed to have that.
Thanks, man.
Go back to Matt Derrick. I think you had a follow-up. Go ahead, Matt. Sorry about
No problem. I appreciate it. I know your uncle Ed played minor league baseball at the same time that Pat's dad did. And I know they weren't in the same organizations, but they played in the same leagues at times. Did you know they ever cross paths or knew each other?
Yeah, I gotta talk to my uncle about that. Yeah, I know. I definitely know they played around the same time, and I haven't talked to him about it too much, but I'm gonna bring it up to him for sure.
Let's go next to Karen Kornacki. Go ahead, Karen.
Hey, welcome to Kansas City. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Let me ask you, you mentioned that you see Kansas City and the way they use the tight ends. What do you feel you can contribute to Andy's offense, knowing there's Travis, knowing there's Noah Gray? How do you see yourself fitting in and what you can bring to that room?
Yeah, I see myself bringing some youth to the room, some juice. I see myself being an impact in the run game, in the pass game, any way I can help the team. But for me, I feel like I'm a versatile player, and I can make a lot of plays on both sides of the field. And with Travis and Noah Gray, using those 13 personnel, 12 personnel, figuring out each other, how we mesh well with each other. And at the end of the day, we're gonna be getting each other open and feeding off of each other. So, I'm an unselfish guy, and I've been a part of a lot of 12 heavy 12 personnel teams at 13, and I feel like that's what I strive best in.
Go next to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Irv, I wonder, you've had several injuries in your career and it's probably been frustrating for you. I wonder what you've learned about yourself working through all those injuries and maybe about just kind of what that's done for you and where you can go from there as far as dealing with things like that.
Yeah, this has really been the first off season for me in the past 2 years where I've been fully healthy. So this off season, it's been super crucial in terms of being able to just focus on what I need to focus on and getting better, and just going through the off season with that mindset of just working on my body, working on everything to be 100% come when the team needs me. So. That's my main goal, is just to be 100% as much as I can, and to be available, and just mental toughness, learning faster ways to heal, and just how to take care of your body.
Go back to Karen Kornacki. I think she had a follow-up. Go ahead, Karen.
Thank you. If you've watched the Chiefs, you know the tight ends are used in some of those fancy schmancy plays like snow globe, corn dog, weird things going on. Is that exciting for a player coming to a team, looking at the outside, thinking, man, I want to try some of those things?
It's definitely exciting. Watching the Chiefs, I mean, the games are electric. The type of playmakers that are on the field, the type of plays that Coach Andy Reid's calling. He's getting his playmakers involved, and whatever the team can do to win games, they're gonna do it. So those trick plays, those are always fun, because it keeps the defense on their toes, and they don't know what to expect, type of thing. And also, it gets to highlight some players that, certain things that they usually wouldn't be get to do. So super, super awesome.
And we'll go last to Nick Jacobs. Go ahead, Nick.
And Brad, I'll have a follow-up. Irv, my first question for you is there a certain moment in time that really kind of has stuck with you that made you decide this is what I want to do with my life? Football is my passion. Is there a certain thing you can remember, a certain game or something like that?
I would say as a kid, I remember, teachers in school, they'll, hand out papers and stuff and, what do you want to be when you grow up, type of thing. And, my first answer is I want to be an NFL player. And they'd be like, okay, well, you have to have a plan B. Well, I'm gonna be a basketball player. Like, sports is it, that's my everything. Growing up, just playing sports, competing, winning, all that, it builds character and it builds momentum for your life, and it just sets you up in a lot of great ways. So for me, football and sports, that's my everything. My family, they know that, and they've been supportive of me the whole all the steps away. So I'm grateful for that, and it's really a blessing.
And having been at Alabama, how much do you think that helps you with the fact you've always got that target on your back and coming to Kansas City where championship is the expectation now?
It's crucial. The standard is set. When I went to Alabama, I knew what that standard was, and coming to Chiefs Kingdom, I know what the standard is. So I don't take it lightly, and it's something that, when it came down to this decision-making process, I wanted this opportunity. It was something that, I wasn't shying away from. I'm attacking it.
Herb, we appreciate you taking the time for us. Thanks for joining
Thank you.
us.
Have a good one.